God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of the Tongue. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Proverbs 18, please. Proverbs 18. And the 20th verse, Proverbs 18:20. He said, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Fruit is produce, what your mouth produces. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. We should only be speaking increase. And we've got millions of people that are talking problems and decrease. God needs somebody in this country to talk increase. That's us. And you and I need to be able to watch the worst TV report and news report and business report and look at it and say, I don't care. The church is in this country. And for the sake of the church and those that need to come into the church, the Lord's blessing this place and sustaining this place. And in spite of the dumb things that people have done and poor decisions and poor leadership and everything else of the past 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, whatever the case may be, God will bless us anyhow. Amen. He's prospering us in spite of this. Well, I just don't know what the country is coming to. There's millions of people saying that. We don't need you and me saying that.
That's right.
They're not going to say anything else. They don't see anything else. They don't understand this, but you do. I said, you do. And I do. So we're responsible for what we know, and we must talk faith. Hmm? Everybody said out loud,
our country is blessed.
The Lord will keep us.
He'll bring us out of our problems.
He'll continue to protect us.
We're coming out of this slump.
We're coming up.
We're prospering.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I've had the Lord say to me concerning family things and, personal relationships and stuff, I knew I didn't have a right to ask certain things for certain people because of the decisions they had made and what they had chosen to do. But I just asked the Lord for mercy and said, Lord, just I'm asking you for mercy and for some time and space for them to repent. I've had the Lord tell me, speak to me inside. He said, son, Keith, I'm going to do that just because you asked me to. Glory to God. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Just because you asked me to. What did the Bible say? You have not. Why?
Because
you didn't ask. Will the Lord do things that the nation doesn't deserve?
Yes.
Why? Just because we asked Him to.
Amen.
I believe it, don't you?
Yes.
So let's ask. We've been asking, and let's keep on asking. That's one of the big reasons we have the prayer night on Wednesday night all the time. We start off by praying for our leaders and that kind of thing. And the Lord has and does and will answer our prayers. And there's a lot of folks just like us praying too. And the Lord will preserve this thing for our sakes. In Proverbs 18:20, we were reading, a man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. We're talking increase. No decrease, not staying the same. I'm trying to look and see if you believe this or not. Well, I'm talking about you. You. What about you? The Lord said something just a week or so ago about some houses and stuff being paid off just in the next few weeks. That's increase.
Yes, sir.
How many believe God could get you in much better shape in the coming weeks and months than you were this past year? Much increase. Much. Much. He spoke to us what back in October. Better. Better. Better than it's ever been. If there's a word from the Lord, we need to lay hold of it and believe it and remind ourselves of it frequently and expect it to come to pass. You expecting? I'm expecting. Phyllis and I are expecting. You better be expecting. We're going somewhere. Come on, are you on this train? We're going somewhere. And we're picking up steam. It's exciting to me. We're picking up steam. Glory to God. He went on to say, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Is that true?
Yes.
You're reading the Bible.
Yes.
Huh? Is this a true statement?
Yes.
Does it matter what we say?
Yes.
How much does it matter? Death or life? It's a matter of life and death. What we say. Most folks don't believe that. Most Christians don't believe it. A lot of people that hear it don't want to believe it. Because if it's true, I need to get a hold of myself and start controlling what I say. But we read the scripture in Psalms that said, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? That means I say what I want to. Tell me what to say. Well, if your lips are your own, then Jesus is not Lord over your lips. And think about it. When you get born again, is your mouth involved?
Yes.
When you get filled with the Spirit, is your mouth involved?
Yes.
In these first and most important things in the walk, Christian walk, our mouth is pivotal. You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. Jesus is Lord. That's how you get saved. You're filled with the Spirit and speak. Then why would we think that other spiritual things are disconnected from the mouth? And that they don't matter. Does it matter what you and I say?
Yes.
How much does it matter?
Yes.
It's a matter of life and death. That's not, you know, trying to expand it. That's exactly what it said. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's go on into this today. Does God hear what we say? Does He care what we say? You know, there's a lot of folks that believe that God created all this. He created this planet. He created us. And He gave this thing a spin. And He basically just checks on it once in a while to make sure it's still there. But as far as all the little piddly, trivial affairs of all human beings on the planet going around and what they're saying and what they're doing, no, He's not aware of that. And He doesn't care. He wouldn't care. He's God. He's got bigger stuff to deal with. There's a lot of people believe some form of that. But it is not true. I said it is not true. The truth is God is listening to us. God is listening to us. And He's hearing what we're saying. And He cares. It matters to Him what we say. This is a revelation, isn't it? Listen to some scriptures on it. Everybody excited today? Oh, yeah. Ezekiel 35. You don't have to turn there. They'll put it up on the screen for us. 35:13. Ezekiel 35:13. He says, with your mouth you've boasted against me, and you've multiplied your words against me. I have heard them, he says. Did he hear him?
Yeah.
Wonder if he's heard anybody else's words. He said, I heard what you said. I heard what you said about me. Now we're going to be talking about this a little bit later on, but this is something that's come as a greater revelation to me just in the last few days. That what we say about him affects what he says about us. I hadn't thought as much about that, and yet I'm seeing it clearer and clearer. What we say concerning what He has said and about Him affects what He says about us. Let me give you an example. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, what did He say would happen? I will deny you. But He said, if you confess me and my words before men, what did He say? I will confess you before the Father and His angels. So it's what we're saying affecting what He's saying about us. Most have not believed this or seen this. Well, then we begin to be more and more aware of how important it is what's coming out of our mouth. Because everything He says happens. And what He says about you is affected by what you're saying. Are you thinking with me, friends? Are you with me? The Lord said in this passage, He said, I heard what you said. Listen to some other scriptures along this line. Malachi 2 and 17. Malachi 2:17 says, you have wearied the Lord with your words. What does weary mean? Weary means worn and tired. Now the Lord never gets weak. He never gets tired in the sense of being weak. But you can get tired of hearing something without being weak. And apparently the Lord gets tired of hearing people say things. He said, you've wearied the Lord. Now that's not a good thing, to be weary in the Lord. What does that mean? It means He didn't like it the first time you said it. And you've said it another 39 times.
Yeah.
And it's wearing on Him. In that case, what should happen? We should quit saying it. Shouldn't we? In the third chapter of Malachi 3:13, He said, your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Does the Lord hear our words? Does He care what we say? Does it matter to Him? He said, your words have been strong against me. And yet you say, and they said, what? What did we say? And verse 14, He quoted them. He said, you said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it? What good is it that we've kept His ordinance and we've walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? What good is it? We've worked hard. We've prayed. We've confessed. We've sowed. And here we are. The Lord said, I don't like those words. How many know that it's questioning His faithfulness? If He said you sow, and if you don't faint, you shall reap. You don't need to be talking anything else.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of the Tongue, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.